Promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2026 edition. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get any comments into the show, greatly appreciate it. Officer Rick, off duty today working for the assessor. Yeah, I know, Rick. I know what you're saying. Totally don't care. This is dirty politics, and I'm not going to tolerate it. Don't care about being afraid about the Democrats using it, blah, blah, blah. That is old, dirty Republican Party politics, and we won't have anything to do with it. Not in any way, shape, or form, period. End of discussion. Let the Democrats try and win using negative campaigns. Let's see how that works out for them. Not going to buy into it. Just because a loser is losing a race, he's going to pull, you know, final 12th hour dirty campaign tactics out of his repertoire. Sorry, not interested. One story that caught my eye, it's kind of interesting. More than half of the salaried employees working in the Michigan Senate earn more than the senators themselves that they work for, according to a review of the updated employee salaries received by MERS News Service via the House rules. Senate chamber, 38 state senators, has 300 salaried employees, with more than half of them, 159, making more than the $71,685 base salary paid to the rank and file House members and the state senators. Of the 159 employees, 73 of them make more than $95,000. The salary allocated to the Senate Majority Leader. It's almost 46%. In the House, more than one in three employees earn a higher salary than the lawmakers they work for. 110 state representatives. They have 467 full-time employees. Again, 169 earn more than the $71,685 base salary. That is 36% of the employees. And of those, 55 out of the 169 earn more than the speaker, whose salary is $95,985. The share of higher paid staff has steadily increased in recent years. Back just 3 years ago in 2023, 20% of staffers earn more than the House members. Only 9 made more than the Speaker. Going back to 2021, the numbers were about half, again lower than it was just in 2023. And if you go all the way back to 2019, when Governor Gretchen Whitmer first took office, only 13% of the 460 staffers earned more than state representatives. Only 22 made more than the House Speaker. Well, former State Officers Compensation Commission member and three-term state representative Tom Cochran said he's not surprised by the trend, saying it largely reflects the fact that the legislative salaries have remained frozen since 2002. The problem is that there's just no wherewithal to raise salaries for legislators. And it's really unfortunate because I think it's going to cause harm to the body itself. Well, why does he say that? Legislative pay has been effectively locked in place for more than two decades. Lawmakers last adjusted their salary in 2009 when they voluntarily took a pay cut. That was 10% during the Great Recession. Their pay went from $79,650 down to the current $71,685. The politically difficulty surrounding legislative pay dates back even further. In 2000, lawmakers declined to reject a 38% salary increase that was recommended by the SOCC, raising their pay to $79,650. The move drew public backlash and led legislators to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot changing how their pay raises take effect. Under the system, voters swiftly approved it, making it that any recommendation for the Compensation Commission must be approved by both the House and the Senate before it can take effect. Well, that's a hurdle that has prevented raises for lawmakers ever since. Cochran served on the commission from 2022 to 2026. He said their panel unanimously supported a proposal last year that would have increased salaries by 25% for elected officials, but it yet again failed legislative approval. Cochran said they're concerned about getting reelected. They know that if they give themselves raises, it would be the death knell for their reelection. Cochran said tying legislative pay to inflation would be the least they should do, adding that many of the legislators travel long distances for session every week down at the Capitol in Lansing. Henry Yanez, a newly appointed member of the Compensation Commission and former state representative serving from 2013 to 2019, echoed that sentiment, that the rising costs have made serving in the legislature increasingly, extremely more difficult financially. You look at how costs have increased over the years, the cost of vehicles, travel, insurance, gas, and just everyday expenses, and legislators are falling behind every year. However, Yanez said that he wasn't sure an inflationary increase was the right answer. Henry went on to say lawmakers often face significant personal costs to serve, particularly those traveling long distances to Lansing while maintaining homes and families back in their districts. There's also a lot of expenses to being a legislator. As a member of the legislature, prices keep going up, the cost of living keeps going up, and there's no pay increase to match it. Yana said legislators should receive fair compensation. He suggested potential changes could focus on smaller adjustments such as increases to stipends or retirement contributions rather than large salary increases. Still, he said, the issue will eventually need to be addressed if Michigan wants to maintain being one of 10 states that still have a full-time legislature. Actually, Henry, it's four, if you want to look at truly full-time legislatures. Final statement, we can't lose good people because of not paying them enough. There has to be some way to compensate these folks and try to keep it apolitical. I've got a solution. You guys want to hear it? It's very simple. Have them put it on the ballot to amend our Constitution, to go back to the way we ran Lansing for 137 years. You have to understand, as a state, 1837, we had a part-time legislature. 127 years, excuse me. 1963, Governor George Romney did not want to deal with constituent services, which is what governors were obligated to do. They're executive branches. The governor signs the front of their paychecks. You got a problem with a bureaucratic agency or department, you went and seen the governor. Well, Romney didn't want to deal with that. So he held a constitutional convention. They amended the state constitution, and they went from part-time legislators to full-time. Romney could play golf at Oakland Hills Country Club. If you had a problem with a bureaucratic agency or department, you contact your state rep or your state senator. Well, the problem is they are there year-round. And that's not the way our founding fathers wanted the state government in Lansing to work. The cold winter months of January, February, and March, you're in session. 3 months out of the year. Your main number one priority when you get there on January 2nd is do a budget for the next fiscal year. Personally, I'd like to see it done for 2 years. Get the budget passed, pass a few bills, and you're done. Come April 1st, you're out of there. Go back to your district, and if you want to keep the pay the same as it is right now, they have to go to county commissioners' meetings, school board meetings, city council meetings, township meetings, and hold coffee hours every Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m. at a local diner in their district. Get people to sign your cards that you're there. You keep your paycheck coming. You don't want to do all that extra work back in district. You get your pay cut in half. And you work 3 months out of the year. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods. They all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. You have to understand that this behemoth monster that has been growing and growing and growing and growing in Lansing for decades has got to stop. 38 state senators. Why? Why do they need 300 employees? That's insanity. Along with the state representatives that represent the same citizens in the same districts, where they got 467 full-time employees for 110 state reps. Do you realize, where's my calculator? This just blows me away. 300 salaried employees in the Senate, 467 in the House, 767 to take care of 110 reps plus 38 senators. Almost 1,000 people. 10 million people, well, actually less than that now, divided by 915. Every state rep, every state senator, every employee in the Capitol building is responsible for only handling 10,929 citizens. 10,000. That's it. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is pure insanity, people. It's got to stop. This thing has grown and grown and grown and grown, and inflation and annual increases us absolutely into pure insanity. the next governor of the state of Michigan? Absolutely. Absolutely has got to make some major, major, major cuts. They have got to reduce the budget, and they have to cut back on staff. There is absolutely no reason why we need 767 full-time employees, salaried employees, for the state Senate and the state House. That's insanity. It's crazy. And if you're saying their pay isn't enough, get them out of Lansing. Get them back in district. You know, they talk about these reps that got to drive down to Lansing from the UP. Well, guess what? It's pure insanity. Get them down there January, February, and March, finish up the end of this month with the budget and a few bills, and then that's it. Go back to district and give constituent services at the local level within your county. You've got an office at the county. If you're a state rep and you're representing 3, 4, 5 counties, you got 3, 4, 5 offices in every county. It's called the county building. They've got a conference room, a board of commissioners room that's hardly ever used. They only meet twice a month. And as far as local diners and restaurants, I'm sure people would much rather come and have breakfast on a Saturday morning and ask you a few questions. Absolutely, absolutely the best way to do it. And here's the other component to this. Why do we, the people, have to drive to Lansing to see you, yahoos? You're one person. If you're a state rep, you represent between 75 and 90,000 people. If you're a state senator, you represent between 250 and 270,000 people. What part of this do they not get? The price of gas? It's absolutely insanity that we keep running this state government the way we do it. I'm going to talk to a few of these governor candidates. Perry Johnson, Ralph Rebant, Carla Wagner, Eric Nesbitt, John James. All of these guys need to understand we have got to get back to a part-time legislature. All of these ridiculous, stupid bills that they do is ridiculous. Officer Rick, the state budget is completely out of control. Their pay should be cut to what it was, a quarter of their pay. Well, you don't want to get too low, and let me tell you why. People make a sacrifice financially to be a state rep or a state senator. 71 grand a year? I'm not going to work for that. You want good people to leave the private sector, leave their businesses, leave a high-paying job to serve? They need to be compensated. But the way we operate the state government needs to be changed. Part-time legislature. Ian Murphy is healthy. He's going to be back in the next half hour from the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your